రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 25 and 26. సో విల్ ఫస్ట్ చాంట్. ఇదానీం ధర్మ పాదస్తే సత్యం నిర్వతయేద్యతః తం జిగ్రక్షతి అధర్మోయం అనృత నేదిత కలిః. ఇదానీం ధర్మ పాదస్తే సత్యం నిర్వతయేద్యతః తం జిగ్రక్షతి అధర్మోయం అనృత నేదిత కలిః. ఇయం చే భూమిర్ భగవతా న్యాసితోరు భరాసతి శ్రీమద్భిస్తత్ పద న్యాసే సర్వత కృత కౌతుకా ఇయం చ భూమిర్ భగవతా న్యాసితోరు భరాసతి శ్రీమద్భిస్తత్ పద న్యాసే సర్వత కృత కౌతుకా ఇదానీం ధర్మ పాదస్తే సత్యం నిర్వతయేద్యతః తం జిగ్రక్షతి అధర్మోయం అనృత నేదిత కలిః. ఇయం చ భూమిర్భగవతా న్యాసితోరు భరాసతి శ్రీమద్భిస్తత్ పద న్యాసే సర్వత కృత కౌతుకా. What about what meaning? Idanim. At the present moment. Dharma. O personality of religion. Padaha.
Leg.
Te.
Of you.
Satyam.
Truthfulness.
Nirvatayet. Hobbling along somehow or other. Yataha. Whereby.
Tam.
That. Jigrakshati. Trying to destroy. Adharmaha. The personality of irreligion. I am this. Anartena.
By deceit.
Edita.
Flourishing.
Kalihi.
Quarrel personified.
To the 26 also. Iyam.
This.
Cha.
And.
Bhumihi. Surface of the earth. Bhagavata. By the personality of Godhead.
Nyasita.
Being performed personally as well as by others. Uru.
Great.
Bhara.
Burden.
Sati.
Being so done.
Shrimadbihi. By the all auspicious.
Tat.
That.
Padmanyasehi.
Footprints. Sarvatah.
Sarvatah.
All around.
All around.
Krita.
Krita.
Done.
Done.
Kautuka.
Kautuka.
Good fortune.
Good fortune.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You are now standing on one leg only, which is your truthfulness, and you are somehow or other hobbling along. But quarrel personified, flourishing by deceit, is also trying to destroy that leg. 26. The burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. Please repeat. You are now standing on one leg only.
You are now standing on one leg only.
Which is your truthfulness.
Which is your truthfulness.
And you are somehow or other.
And you are somehow or other.
Hobbling along.
Hobbling along.
But quarrel personified.
But quarrel personified.
Flourishing by deceit.
Flourishing by deceit.
Is also trying to destroy that leg.
Is also trying to destroy that leg.
The burden of the earth.
The burden of the earth.
Was certainly diminished.
Was certainly diminished.
By the personality of Godhead.
By the personality of Godhead.
And by others as well.
And by others as well.
When he was present as an incarnation.
When he was present as an incarnation.
All good was performed.
All good was performed.
Because of his auspicious footprints.
Because of his auspicious footprints.
Purport. The principles of religion do not stand on some dogmas or man-made formulas, but they stand on four primary regulative observances, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. The mass of people must be taught to practice these principles from childhood. Austerity means to accept voluntarily things which may not be very comfortable for the body but are conducive for spiritual realization. For example, fasting. Fasting twice or four times a month is a sort of austerity which may be voluntarily accepted for spiritual realization only and not for any other purposes, political or otherwise. Fasting which are meant not for self-realization but for some other purposes are condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 17.56. Similarly, cleanliness is necessary both for the mind and for the body. Simply bodily cleanliness may help to some extent, but cleanliness of the mind is necessary and it is affected by glorifying the Supreme Lord. No one can cleanse the accumulated mental dust without glorifying the Supreme Lord. A godless civilization cannot cleanse the mind because it has no idea of God. And for this simple reason, people under such a civilization cannot have good qualifications, however they may be materially equipped. We have to see things by their resultant action. The resultant action of human civilization in the age of Kali is dissatisfaction. So everyone is anxious to get peace of mind. This peace of mind was complete in the Satya age because of the existence of the above mentioned attributes of the human beings. Gradually, these attributes have diminished in the Treta Yuga to 3/4, in the Dwapar to half, and in this age of Kali to 1/4. Which is also gradually diminishing on account of prevailing untruthfulness. By pride, either artificial or real, the resultant action of austerity is spoiled. By too much affection for female association, cleanliness is spoiled. By too much addiction to intoxication, mercy is spoiled. And by too much lying propaganda, truthfulness is spoiled. The revival of Bhagavad Dharma can save human civilization from falling prey to evils of all description. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Milutam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Idanim dharma padaste satyam nirvataye dyataha tam jigrakshati adharmoyam anratay nidhata kalihi iyam cha bhumir bhagavata nyasitoru bharasati Srimad Bhistat Padanyasehe Sarvata Krutakotuka. You are now standing on one leg only, which is your truthfulness, and you are somehow or other hobbling along. But coral personified, flourishing by deceit, is also trying to destroy that leg. The burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. So now we see the dialogue continues. Parikshit Maharaj is telling Dharma about how he is now having only one leg, you know, and that leg is of truthfulness to some extent, you know, again, which is your truthfulness. And then he's saying, you know, somehow you are hobbling along. You know, imagine to balance anything on one leg, which is supposed to be balanced on four legs, is so difficult, isn't it? So naturally, you'll be hobbling. You'll keep on moving to keep in one place, you know. And Kali's influence is increasing. Even it has not even started. But Parikshit Maharaj could see, because he had heard, you know, how he knows? Questions should be asked. How Parikshit Maharaj knows that there is going to be a problem in Kali Yuga, and how Kali Yuga is progressing, etc. All those things. Because he is hearing Bhagavatam, you know. He heard it. Right from childhood he has been hearing this katha. Not that for the first time he heard the Bhagavatam. No. Bhagavatam is there forever. But again, you know, for this yuga, again it is re-recorded. Bhagavata is, after all, it's not like some limited story of Krishna, you know. We must understand that. Bhagavata means continuous glorification of Krishna. So for in each yuga, the previous yugas, all activities of the devotees and the activities of the Lord are described. It's described, compiled by Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva again is a personality. It's a post again. All these, you know, sometimes we get baffled. What is this going on? You know, everybody has a post. Except Krishna. Krishna is himself. There are Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Surya, they are all posts. So same way Vyasadeva is also a post. This yuga, it is Dvaipayana Vyasa, you know. Next millennium, it is already predicted, is going to be Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama, who is Chiranjeevi, he never dies, you know. He is still in Himalaya somewhere. He is waiting for his time. When this Kali Yuga gets over and the next one comes, you know, of course he has to wait some trillion years. But doesn't matter. Still, he is going to be the next compiler. So now, it's getting diluted. Like Prabhupada says, in Kali Yuga, in Satya Yuga it is in full. That's why people could live for 100,000 years, 1 lakh years. And also peaceful. There were some disturbances always, you know, because after all it's a material world. Krishna created this whole material world only so that we have a first-hand experience of what is wrong here. So even for example, in Treta Yuga we saw the big fight between Ravana and Rama, Lord Ram. And in Dwapar Yuga we saw all these things happening. But Kali Yuga is worse. So in other words, material world itself is not so happy place. And in that, to live in Kali Yuga is absolutely, you know, not worth it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that it's a bad bargain. To get birth in a Kali Yuga is a bad bargain. That means it's not a good deal. We are happily there with Krishna and now we are here struggling, you know. So many problems. It's not a good deal. So he says, get out of it as fast. He also compared it to the bathroom or the restroom, as we call here in America. Restroom. Funny word anyway. So he says, this material world is like restroom. We don't spend our lifetime in best restroom, you know. We just finish our job and get out, right? So he says, that's exactly he's saying. Just finish your job and get out. Don't try to be here, because it's not a good deal. And that is why Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptures, they come handy, you know. They just tell us what to. And then again, another very important aspect is association. Association of the right kind of devotees who will help you progress. Not the devotees, so-called devotees, who are always talking politics or blaspheming others, you know, giving bad names to others. They cannot teach us anything. So these are all the things which we need to do, need to act. Okay. So that's what Prabhupada says. The mass of people must be taught to practice these principles from childhood. I'm glad Harshil, Kashish and Shreya, hopefully, and Shachi, they're all listening to this. At least make them listen to the recordings, you know, if they're not there. Just 10 minutes, 15, how much it is? 15 minutes, 20 minutes maximum. But that's going to really help. And we also started a new page, Krishna Bhakti Yoga, on Facebook. There we are going to teach in detail about each aspect of bhakti, you know. Now, yesterday we started Navavidha Bhakti, the 9 processes of bhakti. And just a little explanation about them. And from today we are going to go into details. So today is the posting on hearing, Shravanam. What is Shravanam? How to do it? So this will continue for few days. Like, you know, I want to go in real detail, as much information available as possible, so that we take it up seriously, you know. And Navavidha Bhakti, the best part is you can take anyone, whatever you like. You know, you need not follow all the 9 if you can't. Just take up any one of them and then that will help you. So unless people are godly, people are Krishna conscious, God conscious, whatever qualification we have, there is no meaning, you know. We can see that. I need not repeat every day of the same thing. We can see that happening around us, you know. And these 4, because the 4 pillars of dharma are gone. And through our society, through our teachings, through our discussions, we are trying to re-establish that. Not many takers for that, of course, because it's, as Prabhupada explains here, austerity, you know. He says, simply fasting for the sake of fasting is no good, you know. And especially he says, fasting for political purposes is not good. Condemned in Bhagavad Gita. Let's see what is that condemnation. Ashastra, see, that starts with that. Ashastra vihitim vihitam ghoram. Tapyante ye tapo janaha. Dambha ahankara samyuktaha. Kama raga balanvitaha. Krishayantaha sharirastham. Bhuta gramam achetasaha. Mama chayavantaha sharirastham. Tanviddhi asura. Asura nishchayan. Those who undergo severe austerities and penances not recommended in the scriptures performing that out of pride and egoism, who are impelled by lust and attachment, who are foolish and who torture the material elements of the body, as well as the super soul dwelling within, are to be known as demons. So we have to be very careful, you know, what we are fasting for, what is the purpose of that. Is it there in the Shastra or because somebody said, or is it a fashion because your friends are doing, so we also have to do it. So very, very careful we have to be, you know. Okay, so the Katha continues. So see you tomorrow, hopefully. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.